eyes are blue. Shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day.
It is indeed a beautiful day. And my co-host, Dylan Dolan of Forward Thinking. Hello, Dylan.
Sue, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm in such a good mood today.
I can't think why.
Well, I know we're just listening there to you two. And
why are we listening to you two, Sue? So we're going to get this all
No,
morning,
we're not.
We?
We're not. We're not at all. No, we're not. But yeah, no, I, and the listeners that are listening in every morning, they know I'm off to Glastonbury next week.
Yeah.
And you two are headlining next Friday evening. I'll be there. I can't say I'll be at the front at the Pyramid stage because there's going to be a about 80,000 people, I think, but I'll do my best. But no, not just that, though. I have to say, Dylan, I got up this morning, and, you know, some mornings you get up and you... You know, you might feel a little bit tired still, mm-hmm. takes you a while to come round. Whatever, you might be feeling, I don't know, a bit low on energy.
Yeah.
Particularly on a Thursday, possibly. Today, I got in my car, I was driving along the Alkhill Road, and I was just in such a good mood.
Oh, good for you.
The weather, I know it's getting hotter, but, you know, it just, I don't know what it is. Some days you wake up and you just feel like it's top of the morning.
Absolutely.
I don't know if it was to do with the lunar eclipse, yeah?
I was just about to say, did you receive all of your lunar energy?
I don't, maybe was, but I didn't actually see it. I didn't witness it. It happened about 10:30, mm-hmm. and I was out walking the dogs about 8 o'clock night, and I was, you know, to be honest, I'd forgotten it was the lunar eclipse. And
you hadn't marked it in your calendar, evidently.
And I was walking along, and I was thinking, what a beautiful moon this evening. Mm. Big, full, lots of light. Gorgeous, gorgeous. I mean, the last few nights, actually. Well, at 10:30, the lunar eclipse happened, and there's a really good article in the Gulf News giving you the update, really, of what happened Wednesday evening. People gaze at the dark sky Wednesday to watch the second longest lunar eclipse of the century. Yeah, the eclipse started at 10:30 p.m. and within a few minutes half of the moon disappeared. The bright ball in the sky started turning black from its lower bottom end and looked like someone had taken a huge bite out of it, is how it's being described. A lunar eclipse occurs when Earth lines up directly between the sun and the moon, blocking the sun's rays and casting a shadow on the moon. Now, people gazed at the dark sky, watching in silence as the moon slowly began to disappear to watch the second longest lunar eclipse of the century. Did you see it on Wednesday evening? SMS in on 4001. What was it like? What was it? Did you feel the energy? Great experience. Well, there was the Dubai Astronomy Group had set up telescopes to school in Deira, and scores of people turned up braving the extreme humid night to watch the event. The bright ball in the sky started turning black from its lower bottom end, as described, and then a short prayer in Arabic was heard over the school's loudspeakers. There's no superstition associated with the lunar eclipse, said Hassan Ahmad Al-Harari, who is the president of the astronomy group, which had made arrangements for special prayers during the eclipse. But he'd earlier told Gulf News that Muslims offer prayers at the time of the eclipse and other natural phenomena. Yeah.
My understanding is that in some places in the world, that lunar eclipse was actually seen as a red eclipse as well because of the ash cloud from, I think it's Chile, isn't it, where they've got the big volcano at the moment. No, lunar eclipses are amazing.
Yeah.
But it's funny how they sneak up on you. Second biggest one in the century and, oh, missed it.
You missed it.
Yeah.
I think it's 2018, the next one. I'm not sure.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
When's the next time Halley's Comet is about?
I have no idea.
I'm sure we do.
Astronomers out there, let us know.
It's only every 75 years, I think, so we could be close.
And always at this time, I like to get into the mood for the weekend, look at what's happening here in the city over the weekend and the coming week, of course. So we've been scouring, Dylan and I, at all the media, Time Out, What's On, also Explorer magazine as well, and Emirates 24/7. They always do a good one in Emirates 24/7 rundown, what to do this weekend. So we're picking out of the media and we're coming up with our tips for the weekend and the coming day. So Dylan, let's have a look at Well, let's take a look at what's happening. Well, you've got the wedding fair happening this weekend. Yes, for those of you planning to get married this year or even into 2012.
And let's just clarify, it's not a speed dating event, is it? It's actually to go and buy paraphernalia, I guess, and information and vendors and people that will help you with your weddings, etc. You've got catwalk shows, wedding day hair, makeup, which is all important.
Of course it is, yes. You know,
I had to make sure my makeup was right for my wedding.
As it's happening at the Western Hotel Minasiayi, and that's happening over 17th and 18th, and to the 19th, 17th to the 19th. Yeah, you're right, lots, all the bridal trends, what are they, the latest ones, so you're looking the part if you are fashion conscious. And yeah, you've got all the wedding planners, the suppliers, the experts offering advice.
It's a big thing, isn't it, getting married?
Wow.
It's huge. It's got to be the biggest party day of your life, I'd say.
Well, it's supposed to be the most important day of your life, for sure.
Absolutely.
Did you take a lot of planning, you and your wife, for your wedding?
We actually hired a wedding planner. However, I felt quite sorry for the wedding planner because we kind of gave her, like, a project plan, Excel spreadsheet. This is what we want, when we want it, and these are the type... I don't know why I've just turned into a Northern accent, because my wife's Russian and I'm from London. But this is what we want, when we want it, and this is what you need to do, this is what you need to organise. So, ironically, I'm sure we pay too much for wedding planner, because we were actually really well planned ourselves anyway. We literally broke the wedding day down into it, like, hour by hour. We want this, then this, then this.
Right.
But what was great was that she then facilitated our requests and we didn't have to think about it on the day. I mean, we had dancers, we got married in Goa in India, and we had traditional Goan dancers, we had fire jugglers.
You had Kathak, by any chance? Kathak?
Kathak, well, the name of the dancing? I don't know.
Because there's a Kathak festival this weekend here in Dubai as well, but carry on with your story.
Okay. And yeah, we had a DJ, you know, we it's all on the beach as well, so you know, there's quite a few specific requests. The food was amazing. We had a stage actually on the beach, so they had to build a wooden stage and a dance floor. Funnily enough, I mean, you can see I'm not the biggest of people in the world, but we did actually manage to break the dance floor because everybody jumped up and down and danced at the same time.
Had such a great time.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, it sounds brilliant.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic.
And not so was there any stress at all? Because you often think, you know, for people planning their wedding, it can become quite stressful.
For myself, I would say that I wasn't that stressed because I felt that we planned enough in advance to ensure we didn't have that. I do know that, you know, on the women's side, you know, I know my wife was a bit stressed, but she had five people around her. They took the day going to a spa, then getting all their makeup and all their clothes done and everything. They had people there to help them in this hotel. So I think that was quite well managed. But once we were there, it was just thoroughly enjoyable. Yeah, it was 50 of our best friends in the world, friends and family in the world, on a beach in India together. Having a great time. And would I recommend hiring a wedding planner? Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially if you know what it is that you want. I haven't been personally through the process of hiring a wedding planner to generate ideas. But I'm sure that could be quite fruitful too. But if you know exactly what you want to say to someone, this is what I want, do this, wouldn't hesitate to recommend it.
The Wedding Fair Dubai 2011 at the Western Hotel Minasiayi from June the 17th through to the 19th. So there you go. Timings for that are from Friday and through Sunday from 4... Sorry, let me just get that up. Yeah, Friday and Sunday from 4 till 9 p.m. and entry is free. There you go. And people are SMSing in about the lunar eclipse. Yes, I saw it, Jaffrey. Thanks, Jaffrey, for letting us know. It was an amazing sight, Jaffrey says. The moon looked like a tennis ball and changed colours as well. Amazing. Wonderful experience.
It's like the Verge.
Cassie, also, it was amazing. We had our telescope in the street and neighbours turned all their lights off and we watched together. What a great experience. I can't believe I missed it.
I know.
How did I not get that?
You're going to get quite upset now, aren't
you? I know.
There's people sending in these SMSs.
It's because I'm such an early... I'm always I go to bed so early.
That's okay.
No,
it's
well,
okay.
It wasn't last night.
No,
I missed the lunar eclipse. I'm going to be staying up a lot later, though, because it's the weekend. So
Absolutely. When
we come back, we're going to get into letting you know about what's happening this weekend in Dubai and the coming week. Lots happening. We've got a rock festival happening, not the Glastonbury one. We've got our very own one.
The rock festival's happening in Bur Dubai. Great bands playing, actually.
Excellent. And we'll be having a look at that. And also, of course, it's Father's Day on the 19th, on Sunday. And we'll be giving you a few tips of what you can do as gifts for your father.